Hi, my name is Joseph Lewis.
And I'm LaShonda Lewis.
And you're listening to Life
and Love with the Lewises.
Hey, everybody, this is Joe and Shonda, and you are listening to the Life and Love podcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
Season three.
Season three. We're just going to skip all the way to season three.
We've been away for a while, but we're back.
We are back. We're so excited to be back. We've been talking about this for a while.
We have. We've just been ultra busy.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's
it's been a good thing though.
Yeah.
God has been good, y'all.
My goodness.
So we're excited. We got lots of changes, lots of new things going on. I don't know if you want to start talking about like what's been up since we've been away.
Yeah, let's recap, because I think the audience deserves an explanation for sure. I mean, we have a good reason. I mean,
have you ever seen that meme?
Which
not
one?
Even a meme, it's a reel on Instagram. And it's like they'll put the title on the screen and it'll be like, since I've been away. And then the audio is like, hey, hey. And she's, you know, kind of like sneaking in there like, I've been away for so long, but hey, I'm back. Acting like, you know, like nothing has ever happened before.
Yeah.
Like nothing's ever
happened. That's pretty much us.
That's pretty much us. Hey, I'm going to try to insert the clip.
oh my gosh, but we've grown. I think that's the best way, if you could put it in like a couple words. We've grown in every area of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
From being married to parenting. Mm-hmm. To business owners. I mean, just every, like, our relationships with our friends and things like that, like things have just kind of just grown almost in every area. I think the most apparent area is probably our business. We've been really putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
Growing the business. And I think the part that people don't see is how much work we've done in our marriage.
Yeah.
In our marriage and everything, and just, you know, just the work that it takes. It takes work, y'all.
Absolutely.
It takes work. Yeah.
So this episode actually is coming off of our Sweet 16 anniversary weekend.
Congratulations.
So, congrats to you, cutie.
You stayed married for 16 years, girl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. For some reason, I keep saying 17, which is weird.
Well, speaking into existence.
You know, okay.
I want to be married for 17.
All right now.
Hey.
And more.
And more. And more. And more.
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, just we had a chance to go out and celebrate all that God's done, all that we've, you know, worked towards.
Mm-hmm.
Since walking down the aisle. I'm so glad that we put a lot more focus on being married or learning how to be married than our wedding day.
Right. I mean, if you guys have been listening to us for a while, you kind of know our story. We got married at 20 and 21. So first of all, we didn't have a lot of money to focus on the wedding anyway.
Not at all. No.
So
it was definitely low budget.
It was low budget, hot,
yes.
But it was beautiful.
Yes.
You know, as long as, you know, we got to say I do and our family was there, I think that's all that mattered.
For sure. Got to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So we've made it 16 years. We've had some people who didn't feel like we would make it this far, but that didn't really matter to us.
No.
You know?
Yeah. I think we had high belief in ourselves, high faith in God that,
mm-hmm,
that he brought us together.
Period.
And that both of our purposes,
aligned
for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, we go in with that kind of mindset, you know, good things are bound to happen. So
absolutely.
And I got my good thing for sure.
Oh, and I love being your good thing.
It's a good position. Yes.
So yeah, since we've been away, you guys, we just want to recap, because I know it was like, I think March 2021 was the last time that we did an episode. So
yeah,
it's been a while. So since we've been away, we kind of want to update you guys. It's been a while. It's been since 2021. And Joe, your boy has become a full-time entrepreneur, y'all. He took the leap and he's working for himself. How does that feel?
Feels great.
It feels great. Has it been easy?
Not at all.
Working with your wife. You make me sound so bad.
No, I mean, it's yeah. The question was it easy? Uh-huh. And I think anything that's worth doing doesn't usually come super easy. You know, anything that's like, you know, and this is high reward, and so it takes work. It takes work to do what we've done. And I'm not just talking about working with, you know, with your wife or working with your husband, but just building the business in general takes a lot of work to put the ground level in place, the foundation in place and all that stuff. So a lot of hours and a lot of mental, you know, physical labor and all that stuff. And yeah, it takes work. And
I also think it's different too, because you're used to, you know, like kind of working for somebody else, and then you're, you know, an entrepreneur. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't really have a blueprint. You're kind of figuring it out and, you know, kind of working it out for yourself. So I could see that. I could see that.
It was definitely a faith move. We prayed about it. We made the move, And I say we, because this was a decision that we both came to, a decision that we believe God led us to. And so that was in November. I think we were thinking about it in like maybe October, September, October. And then November, we decided, you know, to step out on faith. Mm-hmm. We believed that God would meet our needs for our family. I was definitely scared. but, you know, I think... even though I was scared, I still had a lot of faith that God would come through and that he would meet us, you know, and he has every step of the way, you know.
You guys, he really has. So let us tell you. So Joe left his job at the end of 2021, and then at the end of 2022, y'all, the Irie Cup moved into our permanent location, our physical store. And we've got employees now, like, working for us. And it is absolutely mind-blowing. We'll have to tell that story, though, on a different episode. Just the way that God moved. Because, y'all, when I tell you that it is not us that has made this, like, work, it is all God. I mean, it is all God. So we have a physical location. If you are local to us in Illinois, Huntley, Illinois, we would love for you guys to come visit us. And shameless plug, this episode is sponsored by the Irie Cup. You can visit us at theiriecup.com. If you love loose leaf tea, we would love to serve you. You can use code LIFELOVE15 to get 15% off your order. Yeah. And that's the end of the plug.
Yeah, but keep going with the recap.
Yeah, so that happened. I think one of the highlights of like our family, we went on this really cool trip. We went to go see the Creation Museum and Noah's Ark in Kentucky with the kids. That was so much fun. If you're ever looking for a vacation that kind of tells you more about God and creation and just understanding that whole story about Noah, I would tell every family to go. It is mind blowing to actually kind of be in the ark, like the physical ark that is similar to what was in scripture. It really changes your perspective on the story and who God is and how real he is and how he created us. So that was a lot of fun. What did you think about Drew?
Yeah, it was like you said, mind blowing. You really get to put it into you know, sometimes you can hear a story, but when you experience it, yeah, it's different. It's just a different frame of reference other than reading the words, because sometimes you really can't conceptualize how big it was and how big of a task this was, and how and not just how big of a task it was to build it, but the amount of faith that was needed to, you know, go against the grain and go against the social pressures, you know, the peer pressure, you know, and all the stuff, you know, people were dogging Noah
for years,
you know, and just everything that it took to, you know, pull that off. It was more than just, you know, putting animals into a boat. It was more than all of that, you know. So I definitely recommend, you know, take some time, check it out. It's it'll change your life.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest parts about being on the Ark was when they kind of showed you how they handle the food and like how they were healing each other. 'Cause
everything.
Yeah, you had to think like, okay, what's going to happen when I get sick? Mm-hmm. What are we going to eat? Are we going to eat these animals that came on with us? But it was really cool to see. Right, cleaning up the poop. Yep. Like, you don't think about that stuff. Nope. That's crazy. So I would go again.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, I feel like it's impossible to see everything in like 1 or 2 days. But yeah, mind blowing, amazing. If y'all ever, if you haven't gone, you should go. If you have gone, you should go again. It's really fun. Yeah. And so in terms of going and like, or like doing things with our family or just family in general, we got 2 teenagers in the house now, and that is crazy as well. Our son is now 13. We were actually just listening to a past episode, and we couldn't believe the way that his voice sounded on the clip.
Completely different.
Even he was like, who is that?
Completely different.
Yeah. He's kind of in that awkward stage where when he talks, his voice cracks or whatever.
He's also in the awkward stage where he's like, he still wants to kind of do little kid things, but he also wants to do big kid things. And so he's like, sometimes he's conflicted. He's like, I don't know if I should be a part of this. He'll run towards the playground, but then he sees a bunch of little kids playing. He's like, I don't know if I belong here.
That's hard.
And so he's there, and it's kind of a weird stage for us too, because we're parenting teenagers. Like, mm-hmm. we got 2 teenagers in the household. We got our oldest, 15. We got Sam at 13, and it's just, you know, it's a new season for us as parenting, learning how to parent them differently, and, you know, parent to their needs and all that stuff. And so
learning when to let go and allow them to do certain things that they weren't able to do before. I think that's the hardest thing for me, because I don't want them to get hurt in this big world, you know? So pray for us, y'all.
That's another episode. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yep. Yes. So, yeah, let's get into our topic for today. So, again, we are celebrating our sweet 16. Actually, that's Joe's idea, y'all. He's calling it sweet 16. I think it's beautiful. So our 16-year wedding anniversary, we just kind of want to talk about lessons that we've learned over these past 16 years being married to one another. Yeah. So what have you learned?
Oh, that's a big
baby.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Where do we begin? You know, like when we first got married, we kind of like came into things, and you know, when you first get into marriage, you come into it with these ideas of what marriage should look like. Yeah. And you kind of like, you know, you try to pick up these roles. You try to follow examples of what you've seen from mm-hmm. your parents, or what you've seen from your relatives, or maybe people that are in close circles around you.
Right, that's all you know.
Right, that's what you know. That's what you go on, or maybe what you've seen on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a mixed bag of all of those experiences, and you bring those, you know, preconceived notions to the table, and you just try to make it work. You try to figure things out. You're also learning your partner. But I think when for us, and you know, people get married at different stages of life. For mm-hmm. us, when we were young, we didn't like know ourselves completely yet.
We were just 20 and 21.
Right. We were just 20 and 21.
In love.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like, so we're just, I think the first, one of the first things that we've learned, or I would say one thing that we've learned over 16 years is just how to be married, you know, how to treat your spouse. And it's, it doesn't happen in 5 years. It doesn't happen in 10 years. I think I've learned, and what's crazy is once you start learning your partner, then they start to change a little bit. You know, you take your time, you learn and all that stuff. But you know, just growing pains, growing through the changes. That's one of the main things is just growing together and learning how to be married.
I think that's one thing I realized this week or last week, whatever it was, but that is the beauty of marriage, is growing with each other. And I think it's easy to, like you were saying, looking online and seeing how other people are in their marriage, or seeing other people's journeys and thinking that that's the way that you're supposed to be, or you should have already been at that point at 16 years. You look online, and for me, for work, I spent a lot of time on like TikTok and Instagram and, you know, things like that. So I see a lot of these posts, and again, they're like highlight reels, right? So you're not going to see their hard times. You're not going to see when they're arguing with each other. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see them when they're ashy or when their hair is not done or they don't have makeup on.
I got the eye crust.
Right. You're not going to see them looking at them like, oh, your birthday. You know, you're not going to see that stuff. You're
not going to see the bad attitudes. And
you're not going to see that, right?
Yeah, the arguments and all that stuff. It's,
right. But, and then you look at that and you're like, man, I feel like he should already know me like that. Cause I follow a lot of, therapy, posts. And so there'll be like these dudes on there that are like, you should know your girl and you should do this. When she's acting like this, you should act like this, treat her kind and all that stuff. And sometimes that'll have you looking like, why doesn't my husband treat me like that when I'm on my period, or, you know what I'm saying? But it takes time to grow with your person and learn them. And I think that's one key thing that you don't see on social media, but it's beautiful because you spend time praying for that person to mature or to reach a certain place that you know that they can be, you know what I'm saying? And then once you get to that stage, it's beautiful because you were along with them on that journey. It didn't just pop up. I almost feel like if they were like that, or if you were like that off the jump or whatever, I would kind of be robbed of the journey. I think the journey is beautiful to grow and to see you become that man. You know?
I mean, like, don't get us wrong. I think there's a lot of value in what, you know, some of the people that share relationship advice.
Absolutely.
But take that with a grain of salt, because you're married to one person.
Yes.
You're married to a specific person. Mm-hmm. And I think the beauty in marriage, like LaShonda just said, is learning that person, growing with that person, seeing in what ways can you, as an individual, as a husband or as a wife, learn that person to the point where you can support them, where you can love them, where you can submit, where you can help them through some of their opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this is another conversation that we're going to have during this season, is the emotional intelligence side of things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just helping, you know, I think when God puts two people together, it's not just because they look cute together, you know. there are certain yes. things that my yes. wife is strong in, certain areas of life that she's strong in, that she helps me in, that I'm deficient in. And then there's certain areas where I have a good handle on it, that I'm able to help her through some of those things. And if anything, 16 years has taught us, it's taught us the importance of communication.
Yeah, I was just going to touch on that too. Absolutely. I think, man, again, you can look outside and feel like, man, I thought by this year, in the fifth year, we would have communication down
pat. That's that comparison.
We would get it and then we move on to something else. No, it's a constant learning, right? Because we're ever changing. So we're going to always want to improve on our communication. And I think, you know, where we're at, you know, kind of right now is kind of seeing the holes in our communication and, you know, kind of working through those things. We're able to kind of have those hard talks. We mm-hmm. are able to have those hard talks and not, we may feel offended or we may feel some kind of way, but we're able to kind of work through those things in a mature way. So that we can understand each other and come to an understanding.
Right. It is very possible to be married and not vulnerable.
Yes.
It's yep. very possible.
That's something else we've learned.
To be married yeah. and you're not vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You don't trust that person that you're with mm-hmm. to the degree where you let them in and you feel safe.
Right. You feel like they can handle and that's, all that you're dealing with.
And that's
with
not just
emotionally.
Women. That's men too. Yeah. Because I'll speak for myself. There's been times where either I can't put words to what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Or I feel like honestly scared that if I do share a certain thing, if I'm vulnerable in a certain way, then I'll be proceed, the defenses go up.
Yeah.
And defense is not always hey, I'm shielding, I'm shielding myself from what you may say to me. I'm holding back. It's also hey, I'm holding back what I should be saying to you.
Yeah.
And I'm putting up my, cause I don't trust you in that way. And so, being vulnerable and having that level of vulnerability helps your communication.
Mm-hmm.
It helps your understanding.
And then you grow to love that person even more, on a deeper level. Same thing. All right, this love is capped. You know what I'm saying? I feel have loved you enough. But the more vulnerable you get, the more clear the communication is, and all that stuff. It's oh my gosh, I really love you. I love you so much. It's a beautiful thing.
And love, again, so sometimes people have different definitions of love, but mm-hmm. love is concerned with your highest good.
Yeah.
So love is always going to be, love is always going to prioritize the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if the truth sometimes hurts, because yep. ultimately if you're concerned about their highest good, you want to see that person thrive and be a better version yes. of themselves,
yeah.
even if it means breaking down the old version, cause you can't grow if you are, if you're stagnant, if you're holding on, if you're,
if you're living in the past, right?
If you're living in the past, you're holding on to bad habits. Yeah. You can't be better for that other person.
Yeah. I think another thing that I learned is love is not always that sweet feeling, that romantic feeling. That's not what's always going to keep you together. It's loyalty. It's commitment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Wanting to be committed to that person that you've vowed to share your life with. Mm-hmm. So I think that's major.
Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But it's worth it. It's completely worth it. To see how we've evolved over the last 16 years, I couldn't have predicted all that we've gone through. You know, we've gone through loss together.
Yeah.
We've gone through some of the happiest times of our lives with having children, and some of the things that we've accomplished together.
Yeah.
You know, it's like these are ebbs and flows of marriage. And what keeps you is not just the sweet moments, but it's sometimes it's the painful moments.
Yeah.
That, you know, that you're able to see each other through.
Yeah.
And be strong for each other, and, you know, encourage each other, and be there for each other. So it's really a beautiful thing. And you know, the other thing is that, you know, in 16 years, we're not done. We're just getting started.
I know, right?
That's crazy. Just getting started, because it's like now the focus is shifting from, okay, hey, I know how, or we have a pretty good understanding of how to be married,
mm-hmm.
To each other, and not just in a general sense,
mm-hmm.
but how to be a husband and wife to each other. Now the focus is shifting to how do we stay married, which is a completely different topic. Like, what do you think that means? Like, what does that mean to you to, like, how to stay married?
I would say continuing to try. I think once you try, y'all ain't staying married. Like,
like if you're not trying anymore.
Yeah, if you're not continuing to learn your partner, if you don't want to learn your partner anymore, if you don't want to change for your good, but your partner as well, you know, that's how you stay married. If you don't want to work on your communication, it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of this is self work.
Yes. You know, oh my goodness.
It's the desire to be better for you, you know? So like, I think that's a great start. Is that desire and trying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also important to, I think it's also important to just like to be open to change, because I am not the same person.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person that I was when I was 21. I'm a little bit more mature. So you have to continue to learn your mm-hmm. partner.
Yeah.
You have to continue to learn them and learn what they like. What do you like now? Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
How can I serve, you know, if I'm talking about my wife, how can I serve my wife now? You know, she's not the 20 year old anymore. She's a little bit more mature. She's a grown woman.
Right.
You know, how can I serve? I can't serve a grown woman. You know, mm-hmm.
The way you did when I was 20.
Yeah.
Right.
And so now I have to learn that. I have to understand her on where she is right now.
That's good. That's real good. And, you know, I was actually listening to, I think, another podcast, and they were talking about love languages. Now, our audience knows that we love to take the personality test. If you haven't listened before, Joe is an ESFJ. He is the king extroverts of extroverts. In the house.
Let me hear you say, yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
So he is an extrovert of extroverts, okay? He loves people. He gets recharged by people and all that stuff. I am literally the complete opposite. No, but I love people. Let me put that in there. I love people.
You sure
but
about that?
I am.
No, I'm just kidding. No, she does. She really does.
I do. I love people for 10 minutes.
She's an encourager.
Leave me alone. I'm just playing.
She's an encourager, but she runs out of gas.
I do. I run out of gas quickly, but I am an INFJ, so I thrive on being alone. I love being creative, you know, things like that. So that has been super helpful for us. But I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about taking the 5 love language tests, and you have to do that. They say that you have to do that every 6 months to learn how your spouse or your partner feels loved, and making sure that you do that. So for you, yours is quality time, right? And so something I'm working on is putting the phone down and making sure that I give you my undivided attention. And I know there's one other one, but I can't remember it right now.
Well, I know yours is physical touch. And
I think yours is physical touch too.
Yeah, I think yours is too though. Yeah. See, that's why we gotta take it again. You gotta take it.
I just took mine. You gotta take yours.
All right, I gotta take mine again. But I do believe that yours is physical touch because you get a sense of comfort from it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people attribute physical touch to sex, and if we're talking, you know, there's that element of, you know, sex in terms of physical touch. But even so, like, even when she was 20, you know, you talking physical touch, I could touch her when she was 20, and then, you know, there we go. We're going at it. But nowadays, intimacy,
right,
is prioritized. It's not like we just jump at it because we're a little bit more invested. We know each other a little bit more.
We're a little bit older,
a little bit more in tune with our emotional needs.
Yeah.
And so physical touch is a little bit more in depth. It's deeper.
It's different.
Yeah. It's deeper. So, words of affirmation is another one.
Words of affirmation is my top.
Yep.
It is my number one for sure. But yes, you did get it right. I don't want to affirm you. You did get it right. Physical touch.
No, let me affirm you. This is words of affirmation here.
Oh my God.
No, seriously. This just, it's very important. I have to keep it at the top of my mind to constantly affirm her. Sometimes I feel like I've done it enough. And if I feel like I've done it enough, then that means I haven't done it enough.
Wow.
Yes. And so I have to, there's an element of communication with that.
Yeah.
With not only me affirming her, but also, you know, communication is also listening, because there's cues that she sends that I may miss if I'm not listening. And listening is a huge part of communication. It's not just talking.
Yeah.
And so when I see those cues, then I have to affirm her so that she knows that, yes, I'm still in love with you. Yes, I want to be with you. Yes,
I were a rock, would you love me the same?
Yes, if you were a rock, I'd put you at the top of my, you know, rock pile. I don't have a rock pile. I just have one rock.
You better not have no rock pile. I am the only rock.
Yes, okay. You're the only rock.
You're trying to start an argument.
No,
I see.
No. Let me affirm you. You are the only rock in my life.
That's right. Shoot.
Yes, you are my rock. All right, so... so super important that,
yeah. And then the same with me too. Like, I have to keep in mind your personality and understanding that you like to have fun, right? So we can't sit in our emotions and talk about feelings all day, because that's the quickest way for you to be like, oh my gosh, I gotta get out of here. So fun is important. Yeah. Always learning, always growing, you know?
Yeah. And that's, I think that's the main thing about what we've learned over 16 years, always learning, always growing. Cause if you're not learning, if you're not growing, then you're not alive, you know,
yeah, like it'll die. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys learned a couple of things. If you want to share what you've learned in your marriage, you guys can go ahead and leave us a message on Spotify for podcasts on our channel. We would love to talk with you guys on our next episode. Ask us questions, whatever you'd like to know. But thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. And this podcast is again sponsored by The Eyrie Cup, loose leaf tea company located at 11805 Main Street in downtown Huntley. You can shop us at the store or online at www.theeyriecup.com. com and enter LifeLove15 for 15% off your order. Thank you for listening to Life and Love Season 3. Let's get it started, you guys.
All right.